ॐ सहना भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ श्रीगणेशाय नमः ॐ श्रीसरस्वत्यै नमः ॐ श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् ॐ रामो राजमणिः सदा विजयते रामं रमेशं भजे रामेणाभिहिता निशाचरचमू रामाय तस्मै नमः रामान्नास्ति परायणं परतरम् रामस्य दासोऽस्म्यहम् रामे चित्तलयः सदा भवतु मे भो राम मामुद्धर माता रामो मत्पिता रामचन्द्रः स्वामी रामो मत्सखा रामचन्द्रः सर्वस्वं मे रामचन्द्रो दयालु नान्यं जानी नैव जानी न जानी हरि ओम। इट अकर्स टू मी दैट इन दीस 3 डेज वी हैव नॉट चैंटेड एनी मंगलाचरण फ्रॉम दिस रामचरित मानस, सो वी विल जस्ट गो टू द फ्रंट ऑफ आवर अरण्यकांड एट द बिगिनिंग ऑफ अरण्यकांड एंड विल Can we chant together or lead and repeat? Lead and repeat. Mulam dharmataror vivek
jaladhehe.
Purnendumanandaram.
Purnendumanandaram.
वैराग्याम्बुजभास्करं ह्यगगना
वैराग्याम्बुजभास्करं
द्वान्तापहं तापहम्
तापहं
मोहाम्भोधरपूगपाटनविधौ स्वसंभवं शंकरं
स्वसंभवं शंकरं
वन्दे ब्रह्मकुलं कलङ्कशमनं
वन्दे ब्रह्मकुलं कलङ्कशमनं
श्रीरामभूपप्रियं
श्रीरामभूपप्रियं
सान्द्रानन्दपयोदसौ भगतनुम्
सान्द्रानन्दपयोदसौ भगतनुं
पीताम्बरं सुन्दरम्
पीताम्बरं सुन्दरं
पाणौ पानशलासनं कटिलसत्
पाणौ पानशरासनं कटिलसत्
तूणीरभारम्बरम्
राजीवायतलोचनं
राजीवायतलोचनं धृतजटा
धृतजटा
जूठेन संशोभितम् सीता लक्ष्मण संयुतम् पथिगतम् रामाभिरामं भजे Mangalacharan on the last day.
It's okay. We are stuck.
It is done. Spiritual maturity expresses itself in three simple ways. One is consistency in action. Not just one day, once a day, one day a week. Once in Trinidad, people do puja, Hindu, practicing Hindus. Once a year, they do puja. And that is a lot. Talk about fasting also. 2-3 days before they might fast. And fasting is not without food. Huh? Fasting is, I'm just not sacrificing eating the foods that I like, you know, for those couple of days. That is fasting. Not that I am, you know, bad talking anybody. An observation. Consistency in action. The other is simplicity in approach. Bhagwan does not ask much of us, but the little that he asks, then we need not complicate it, as is the human tendency. Yeah. Shodha Shopachara, 16-step puja. And what do? We had 10 steps before Upanga, you know, to do before, and then another 10 steps at the end. So then Shodha Show becomes, who knows, 20, 30 steps. Simple, simple puja can be done like this, elaborate things. Of a pushpam, then the pushpam also, it has to be, oh, Ganesha likes this flower and Shiva likes that flower. And complicate everything. Not that we cannot give Bhagwan what he likes, but at the same time, we should not overcomplicate it to the extent it makes it almost impossible to do. And that too, for a generation after to follow along. Because that is their number one complaint, isn't it? Why all of this? Why do so much? Why do this? Why do that? And we ourselves don't have the answers to give. I cannot explain why we are doing all of these elaborate things. So then the child is left, well, if you cannot explain, you have no reason, then why should I do? And like that, it gets lost. Is it not so? So simplicity, be simple, be consistent, and humility. Humility in outcomes. Simplicity in approach, consistency in action, and humility in outcomes. Whatever is to happen, it'll happen. We'll see today also. So Bhagwan has been, Sri Rama has been taking us on the journey. What is the journey? First, a very external approach. First, the company I keep. Even for those of us who prefer to be alone, we cannot avoid being in the company of people. As much as, and society now makes it very easy to be alone as well. You know, everything is online. You can order everything. Uber Eats, Amazon, everybody delivers now. So it's very easy. But still, the human being requires some social interaction. We are social creatures after all. So he says, okay, fine. You have to be outside. You have to interact. Now choose your company wisely or create such an environment where that environment itself becomes a positive one. And the environment itself becomes conducive to listening to, eventually, the katha of the Lord, kathanam, shravanam. Mm-hmm. Enjoy that. Find enjoyment in Bhagwan's leelas. Oh, Krishna, this young blue boy from Vrindavan, all the trouble he would get into. And he's so mischievous. And then when he had to leave, the gopis were crying. All the, look at your son. They would go to his mother. Look at him, so much trouble, stealing all butter, this, that. Then when he left, all of them crying. So the leelas of the Lord bring us joy. We can't help but laugh. We can't help but smile. So we find enjoyment there. That also happens outside. Somebody has to tell. Somebody has to share that story for us, you know, bring it alive. Once upon a time, ek bar, it was a dark night. And thunder was rolling, and the sky opened up, and a heavy downpour of rain started falling. And the Yamuna, the river, she grew and she grew because the Lord had finally come. And as the father leaves the prisons open up as though it was never closed to begin with. Carrying this young Krishna on his head, Yamuna, by reaching up to touch his feet.
Yes.
When we tell stories like that, it gets us engaged. Katha, the Leelas. Then, after listening for some time, and I have to do some seva also, because somebody told me something, some knowledge was given to me. So now I have to show appreciation for that. So we do seva. And what is seva? To serve, this is true. But what else is seva? Seva is that offering of my life, my work, my sacrificing of myself, my time, and my comforts because somebody has shared with me. Somebody has taken their time to share with me. Pooja Gurudev need not have come. He could have stayed in the Himalayas. Swamiji, Tapovanji Maharaj told him to stay. Why are you going? Vivekananda ji had no business leaving Bharat. He could have stayed there. He knew no one when he boarded that ship. He came to Chicago knowing no one. It was by sheer coincidence that he, not co I mean, we all know it is not really coincidence, but without knowing anyone, this family, you know, who are you? And he told, oh, you must stay with us. And they took him to that conference. He knew no one. It was not it because of their desire to share to all of us, they made themselves available. You study for so long and you get your PhD and everything, you don't have to teach. Why? You could go and get a job somewhere, make lots of money, and people will respect you. Isn't it so? But then teachers sacrifice also. And they come to our schools, kindergarten, high school, colleges, and they teach and they share their knowledge with us so that we may go out and practice and do. So the teacher gives. Happily, they give. So doing that seva. And you know, Bhagwan Shri Krishna tells very nicely. You can serve Bhagwan, you can serve Guru, or you can serve the world. Karma naiva hi sam siddhim, astita janakalaya, loka sangraham nevapi
Sampas
sampashyan
kartum
kartum arhasi. Loka sangraha. Do it for the welfare of the world. You may not believe, not everybody is a believer in Bhagwan. This is a fact. Not every Hindu believes in Bhagwan also. This is also a fact. But everyone, if we work for the benefit of society, then society improves as a whole. And that too is a fact. When I do for the service of others, that service becomes seva. My karma, so karma yoga is essential. Just today, you know, we were hearing about karma yoga. My work is my offering, my puja. And like Janak Ji Maharaj, how he, as a king, he had, you know, he was videha. He had videha mukta. He was a jivan mukta. So he was given the name videha. And Sita ji got the name.
Maybe.
But so he could have simply sat aside and did nothing, but he did not. He served society. That is why amongst kings, Shri Krishna says, I am Janaka. So do seva, serve Bhagwan, serve the Guru, serve the world. See, the world is Bhagwan's form only, Jagat Ishadi Yukta Sevanam. From Ramana Maharshi to Shankaracharya ji to Sri Krishna, they are telling the same thing. Then he says, when you are doing seva, don't talk about how good you are. Instead, say, Bhagwan is great. My Bhagwan is the best. He has given me all of this. He has provided all of this. See yourself as that instrument of the Lord. I am not the doer, but Bhagwan is instead doing through me. Mama Guna Gana. Mama Guna Gan. Sing the glories of Bhagwan. Then, slowly, slowly now from external activities and the solitude of my own home, then mantra jap. Chant the name of the Lord. What did we say? Consistency in action. Not one japamala. Not merely sitting down and doing 10 japamalas like that, you know? Mechanically also it's happening. Well, you know, we had asked Acharya ji, the question, someone had asked that question. You know, I do japa, but nothing is happening. I can do lots of japamalas. I can sit and do for 1 hour straight, 2 hours, I can do japamala. Nothing is happening. So he said, very wonderful, it stuck with me for, you know. And I have also practiced this. You have to recognize when the mind has strayed. Because japamala becomes very mechanical. Easily, the mind's one part of the mind, like you know when you drive sometimes and you're driving and before you know it, you get to your destination, you're like, how did I get here? This happened, no? Because you get distracted with some other thought or something and then you park, like, oh, I didn't even remember getting here. So you said, you have to catch the mind straying. How do you pull it back? The moment you recognize you're strayed, you stop right there and you start back. And don't complete that mala until you're able to come. You cannot say you've completed until you have done all 108 without having strayed. Then we find quickly how much japa we are really doing. Five mantras in, oh, now I'm thinking about idli sambar. I have to go back. And again, 10 malas, and now I'm thinking about quality ice cream. What flavor I like. This pistachio was nice. I should try it again. Is it not so? To catch the mind and bring it back. That is japa. Not mere mechanical action. The fingers will move by its own accord. The mind also, our minds are great. Phenomenal instrument this mind is. Capable of so much. So it is more than capable of doing two or three things at the same time. One part of the mind is doing mantra jap, the other part of the mind is straying here, there, and everywhere. So japa, with full presence, conscientious action. To use the phrases of the day, mindfulness. And you didn't have to pay $50 or $100 to get that. Nowadays, they charge big money for this thing. Mindfulness. Anil ji is doing meditation class free of charge. How many people come? Yeah, and everybody will pay big money to go into some stadium somewhere and hear somebody, you know, rattle off all this thing. Then he tells, Bhagwan tells, Dama, Shila, Vairagya, and Sadachara, or Nirata Nirantara Sajjana Dharma. These people are very tricky, you know. He says nine, but in one shot, he's giving like three or four. Yeah. Chatushtaya. But it's not sadhana chatushtaya. That's it. Because Viveka Vairagya, then Shamadhi Shatka Sampatti. They are very tricky people. So, Dhammaha, practice control of the senses. Be alert, be a vigilant. I cannot control what I hear all of the time. I cannot control what I smell all of the time. always control what I see as well, all of the time. But I should be alert as well. I can control what I engage with. I can choose to engage with some things and choose to disengage from other things. Dhammaha. Then Shila, have a nice, pleasant disposition. Be kind, be friendly, smile. Be the sort of person that people seek your company. That is Bhagwan's Mahima. The beauty in all things is the Lord's Mahima. Be like that. Then he tells Vairagya. We'll see this Vairagya today. And the conduct of the greed ones. If I think I do not know the path, no problem. You don't know the path, that's okay. See how the saints and Mahatmas before us. That book is there, no? God lived with them and they lived with God. If you don't have it, those of you who don't have it, get it. The Ramakrishna Mission, the story of his disciples. Two books. They lived with God and God lived with them. It's here in the room. Get it. Read it. One tells of the story of his main disciples, Sri Ramakrishna's main disciples, like how Vivekananda, oh, you should read how Swami Vivek, how he came to know of this Vivekanandaji. Phenomenal. Before he was even born. According to Ramakrishna, Swami Vivekanandaji is one of the Saptarishis. He got darshan of the Saptarishis in his dhyanam. And then one disappeared as though, and then manifested in front of him as a child. And he came up to him and held his hand. And at that time, Ramakrishna Swamiji was, ready to drop the body and everything. He was ready for samadhi. And that Rishi said, "No, no, no, you have to stay. I am coming." And then a short time after, this Narendra was born. Then the other book tells of not the disciples, but the bhaktas. They who became bhaktas, chelas of Swamiji. Their story is also a phenomenal, amazing. Simple, normal, regular people, some, nyanis, but also some people like Shabari Mata. So simple. They themselves have no great knowledge of anything in particular, but simplicity in their faith, Shraddha, everything became revealed to them. Reading the story of the saints and the Mahatmas, those who have come, just as we read, we read about, like, what's his name? Viktor Frankl, what's his name?
Yes.
Yeah. We read their stories
That's true.
of, yeah, very empowering, very inspiring, from he was in four concentration camps to become this great teacher and professor and doctor and so many wonderful things. We read about all great people, Einsteins and so many names are there. In the same way, our saints and Mahatmas, their lives should become the roadmap for us. That should be our GPS, our guide on this path. And then he says, Samadrishti. Creates that vision of oneness. Love, you can hate the sin, but not the sinner. See the oneness of all, in all things. See Bhagwan in all things. That which I like equally as that which I don't like. So that what I don't like doesn't, I that moves from not liking, I can be neutral also. You go to the zoo. If you go to the zoo and they open up the lion cage and tell you, go ahead and pet the lions. No, 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 I'm okay. I'm good. We can love the lions from afar. We just know not to engage with it. Life is like that. Samadrishti does not mean, no, everybody is my best friend and I have to go and it need not be that. Just have love and compassion. No, Bhagwan, as you can see, he's taking us inner and inner and inner, drawing us within. Now let us see the last two. What is the Chopais? Chao Phraya number two. It starts with Saat of a summer. So we saw that. We'll chant from Atha. Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Rama. Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai. Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Rama. Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Rama. आतव नवम सरल सब सन छलहीना मम भरोस ही हर्षन दीना नवमहु एक जिनके होई नारी पुरुष सचराचर कोई
नारी पुरुष सचराचर कोई
सोई अतिशय प्रिय भामिनी मोरी
सोई
सकल प्रकार भगति दृढ़ तोरे
जोगी
जोगी वृंद दुर्लभ गति जोई
जोगी
तो कहु आज सुलभ भई सोई
सोई
श्री राम जय राम जय जय रामा
श्री राम जय राम जय जय राम
श्री राम जय राम जय जय रामा
श्री राम जय राम जय जय राम
जय जय रामा.
जय जय राम
Another tricky line, right? Two in here. So Navada becomes more. Atava jatha labha santusha. Santushta. Be content. Simple, no? Be content. Whatever we get in life, we should be content. We should also be content with whatever we do not get. Easily, we can practice contentment when we have, because we have it. The challenge is being content when we don't have it, when I did not get. This is why Vairagya is important. Santushtaha will not come if I do not have Vairagya. Plain and simple. Why? Because Vairagya is detachment from objects and enjoyments of the world. Not that we cannot enjoy, we can enjoy, but I should not become addicted to it. Another folly of human nature, easily addiction. That's why we should not judge people who have addictions to drugs and alcohol. We also are addicted to our karma. Isn't it so? They have just become addicted to some literal drug in the world, but we are addicted to other drugs. Some people are addicted to praise. Some people are addicted to sweets. Sugar is a poison. Some people are addicted to exercise in an unhealthy way, funnily enough. And they start taking all kinds of, all kinds of things they start to take. Steroids, yeah, steroids and all of that. Addictions only. Everybody becomes addicted to different, some people are addicted to their children. Child moves, now he's grown, not even a child anymore, grown man, grown woman living in their own house. You go and you buy a house across the street from them. Addiction only. Why? Because, oh, it's my children. Bhagwan chose you as a vessel for this jiva to be born into this world. That child is not yours, that child is Bhagwan's. But I have become addicted. We are addictive by nature, and because of that, we are never satisfied. So therefore, no santushtaha. So I have to learn to become content with what I have and equally content with what I don't have. what I have for now. And eventually, when it gets taken away from me, as is the nature of the world, then that also I should be content with. And let me tell you something. Vairagya is not an option. Either you have two choices here. The first choice is you let go. That is the best. The second choice is the more painful one, because this world is designed to take it away from you. It starts with the vitality of the body. Before you know it, senescence kicks in. The Dasharathji Maharaj was looking in the mirror and he was seeing the gray hairs, and then he realized, oh, my time has come to step down. Bhagwan starts to take away. One by one, he takes away. I am not saying this to create fear. There's not any, I don't think this is any new, not any, this is not news for anybody in this room. Sometimes we just need to be reminded of it. Then pretty soon, we stop attending weddings and births. We start hearing news of deaths and funerals. Isn't it a fact? The nature of the world is like that. Why? Because nothing belongs to me. I am not permanent. The world is not permanent. Therefore, either I willingly let go or it gets taken away from me. Now, which is more painful? If you choose to let go or if you wait for it to be pulled away from you? You tell. That is Vairagya. That's why Vairagya is not an option. And more we hold on, the pulling away becomes more and more painful. This is a fact. We had one cook in the ashram in Trinidad. Lovely woman. Like at the time, she might have been in her 40s, 50s, something like that, you know. So one day my seva used to sometimes help out in the kitchen. And when Swamiji was angry at me and wanted to punish me, he would take me away from kitchen seva. Now, she was very nice, and I like to chat and people talk, and I don't mind listening also. And she started to talk, you know, how much she missed her mother. Her mother died. She started to cry. And then I was like, oh my, lunch is not going to be ready on time. And she was very sad, overcome with grief. And I was feeling very sorry for her also, you know. I mean, how can you not, right? We've all experienced grief and loss, so we know what it is like. So when did your mother die? Oh, 20 years ago. Now, nobody can tell us how long to grieve, but 20 years is a bit much. It means that she has not moved on. It means that she is still clinging to the past, clinging to what is no longer there. This is why when Tara, you know, when Bhagwan kills Bali and he comes there to meet Tara, they come to give her the news. And Tara, of course, is a very wise woman. She one wise, studied Jnani. And when she hears the news about Bali, she starts to cry. Her hair, Tulsidas, you described so wonderfully. Her hair is long and loose, and she falls to the ground. Very, this is where ZTV gets all of their content from. Falls to the ground, and tears rolling down her eyes, the coal, you know, streaming black tears coming down. And Bhagwan, nobody gets in the way. Bhagwan lets her grieve. He stands there and they let her grieve. When she's ready, she stands up. She fixes her hair, fixes her clothes, wipes her tears, and then Bhagwan says, Tara, for whom were you grieving? The body of Bali is there. If you want it, go and take it. But the jiva has not died. The jiva is still there. So what is there to grieve over? And Tara says, oh, yeah. She remembered her knowledge. Yes, you are right. So this thing about Vairagya, people get very scared about it. The reason we get scared is that because Vairagya is not there. because I'm so attached, then the thought of not having this thing is a very frightening thought. And so Bhagwan says, we need to cultivate this type of dispassion slowly, slowly in our lives. That is why shamaha, damaha, all of these things are given. When I exercise self-control, self-restraint, and particularly viveka, when I see what is the nature of this world and all things in it. And the truth is, when vairagya is there, the world becomes that much more enjoyable. Because then I am not thinking about loss. Then I'm not thinking about the what ifs, you know? Then I am able to be fully in the moment and enjoy it. And when it is gone also, I am okay. I am samatvam, yoga uchyate, Bhagavan says. So through that vairagya, santushta naturally arises. This is how it is connected. This is why it comes just before. Through that dispassion, through that detachment doesn't mean I cannot have relationships. Detachment doesn't mean I don't have friends and I don't have, you know, that is not detachment. Detachment simply means I should not be clinging to it. I should not be thirsting after it. And if you want to thirst, the bhajan says, you know, jo tu mitana chahe jivan ki trishna. Subha shama bole bande Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. You want to get rid of your trishna? You chant Krishna. The bhajan says very nicely. So this is how we practice that santushtaha. Bhagwan gives, Bhagwan takes, and I am okay with it. Why? Because I was neither attached when it came, and therefore when it goes away, I am okay as well. If it is here, I'm happy. If it is not there, I'm also happy. My happiness is not dependent on anything or anyone. My happiness comes from me. The Upanishad tells, not for the sake of the spouse. Not for the sake of the child do we find enjoyment. We do not love the thing because of the thing. We love it because it is Brahman itself. Its very nature is Ananda. And so Ananda and Ananda are simply interacting. Briharanyaka. Navare putpatyuhu. Navare putraha. The Upanishad tells. So, through detachment, santushta. Be content. Be happy. Be okay. You know, you go to, you just like some people, oh my God. And what happens when I am not content, when santushta is not there? Complain. And some people, oh my goodness, from the moment they open their eyes in the morning to the time they close it at night, complaint after complaint after complaint. They go somewhere. Oh, why did they do it? Why did they put, why I paint this wall this color? This is such a plain, boring color. Why didn't they pick a nicer color than this? And why that paint? That paint is very difficult to clean. Don't they know you can get paints where you can just wipe the wall clean? And why this carpet? This carpet, and why is it so hot? Oh, why is the AC so cold? Why is the audio so bad? Why is the chanting pace of this chapter 15 so slow? Complain. We are all guilty of We like to complain. For some of us, that's entertainment. Why? Not content. Not happy. You know, this is just my point of view. Some people are real perfectionists, you know, and that is a wonderful trait to have. Wonderful trait to have. They want to see everything done properly. Excellent trait. I am not. I am not a perfectionist, I'll be honest with you. I'm okay with the faults in life. I'm okay when things don't go well. In my short time on this earth, I have learned a very simple lesson, for me anyway. When things don't go well, it provides me an opportunity to learn. It provides me an opportunity to grow. And it provides all of us an opportunity to practice this thing called as discernment, called as santushtaha, called as don't complain. if things go, see, if I live a life and everything always goes perfectly, you know, it's like the, have you seen The Truman Show? Anybody? If you've seen that movie, every day he wakes up and it's this, everything is already organized for him. Everything is already set in place. Nothing ever goes wrong. He doesn't get a red light. He doesn't, nothing goes wrong. Everything is, first of all, what a boring life. First of all. Second of all, if I live such a life, everything goes perfectly, one thing happens, one ego grows. How does the ego grow? I am so great. I am so good. Everything I do is done perfectly. I don't make any mistakes. So the ego starts to grow. And what else happens because of that? I learn nothing. We learn from our mistakes. Right now, I am have a Sanskrit class, beginner Sanskrit class. One can say it's modern torture for both me and the students. Why? They have to handwrite everything for me. I do not allow a single typed anything. In my class, you must handwrite. They'll handwrite their homework. And I don't give one or two times also. You do Rama, 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 Rama. You have to do that 10, 15 times for me. Daily. Handwritten. One thing. Another thing that I'm very strict about, you know, we have this habit. We'll make a mistake and then we'll scratch it and then turn the page. Why? We don't want people to see our mistakes. And I told them, don't do that. When I also was learning in school, my teacher would say, my English teacher would always tell us, one line neatly drawn over the mistake, and then you continue after that. We were never allowed to use, you know, this white off, yeah, eraser, white off, all that. We were never allowed to use that. One line. You know what the lesson was? See your mistake. That shows you what you did not know and how you have learned. It gives you an opportunity to see your own progress. Don't cover the mistake. Don't hide from it. The teacher doesn't care about the mistakes. The teacher wants to see us learn. But the student has to see the mistake and be willing to learn from that mistake. Don't cover the mistakes at all. Mistakes are good in life. They help us to learn. When I was like maybe 11 or 10, 11, something like that, I wanted to bake cake. And so I baked a, I don't know, chocolate cake or something. And then I, you know, icing the cake, right? So I had to go and get the confectioner's sugar and the butter, simple icing, confectioner's sugar, a little bit of butter, and a little bit of milk. And you make that royal icing. We went, we got the butter and everything. I made my icing, and at the end, the cake was this nice, bright orange iced cake. Why was it orange? Because the butter I used is salted butter, salted margarine. So you can only imagine how that tasted. Yeah. And they scraped it off. Everybody scraped off the icing and they ate the cake. But I learned a lesson. I learned the difference between salted butter and unsalted butter. And what I can use in sweets and what I should not use in sweets. Our mistakes help us to learn. So that's why the thing is, we shouldn't complain about anything. Instead, see it as an opportunity to learn. Things don't go our way again. That's okay. Santushtaha. We just said, no. When I'm content in life, then things don't go my way. One, if you can do something to fix it, fix it. And some people are like that, you know, they're ready to complain, but they are never willing to step up and do. Why did you cook this for lunch today? Why didn't you cook something else? Well, why didn't you come and cook yourself? You could have cooked. Why didn't you cook? Why didn't you offer to do it? Of course, we can't tell them. No, they'll get offended. They want to be able to complain. We see that in the mission. We see a lot of that. Everybody has great advice, but not everybody is willing to do. In the ashram, Swamiji would tell anybody can come and, oh, we should do this. We should, Swamiji would tell everybody, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, man, go ahead. And so we Swamiji, why are you telling everybody yes? He said, because they only come and say it. Then when you tell them to do, they disappear. You don't see them again. Then quickly they come and complain. You should have done this. You should have done that. A lack of contentment in life. A complaining mind is not a praying mind. Mind that is always complaining does not pray. Does not think about Bhagwan. Does not think about others. There is a line from the Bible that says, the tongue that says the name of the Lord, with that same tongue, we curse others. That is not a bhakta, a devotee. The devotee is one who, the same tongue that praises Bhagwan, does not complain and criticize others. Yeah, so now in the ninth that we chanted, Navama, Sarala, Saba, Sana Chala Hina, Mama Bharosa Hiya, Harashana Dina. Be simple, Sarala Swabhava. Bhagwan's nature is Sarala Swabhava. Simple. See how Sri Rama comes there. He happily is wearing this, bark, what is it? Happily he's wearing. The hair is matted, wearing, mala made out of wild flowers, eating fruits and bulbs and roots and shoots and whatnot, sleeping on the ground. The same thing, Guha sees. Early on in this Aranyakant, Guha sees Sri Rama sitting, lying there on the hard forest floor, and he starts to curse Shabari, Kaikeyi. And Lakshmana says, Guha, why are you blaming Kaikeyi? Bhagwan is not suffering. Rama is not suffering. Kaikeyi is merely an instrument of the Prarabdha. What does he say? What is the line? I forget now. Kahuna ko, kahuna ko kara sukha dukha tata, nija krita karma bhoga sab bhrata. Kahuna ko sukha dukha kara data, he says. Who is responsible for one person's happiness and sorrow? Nija krita karma. My own actions are the result of that. Rama also, by taking avatara, he himself is subjecting himself to karma in this samsara. The rules of the samsara are simple. So, Bhagwan's nature is very simple. He is not suffering. The Lord does not suffer. This is why all of our avatars experience so much of difficulty. Rama was sent to the forest. Sri Krishna, from the before his birth also. Yeah. From a baby, this poor thing, fighting off all kinds of demons in all kinds of ways. So much difficulty and challenge that they have faced. And they did it very simply. They faced it without complaint. Who are they going to complain to themselves? Nobody to complain to anyway. He has nobody to complain to. But simple nature, simple living. Simple living, simple life, then everybody's happy. Life gets complicated when we start introducing all kinds of things. Once upon a time, we all lived a very simple life, You go hunt and gather, and what you ate, what you got for that day, that alone was your meal. Then very intelligent minds started to design all kinds of things. Pretty soon, discovery of electricity and coal and all of these things, and we started building. Yeah, now we're not just hunter gatherers, now we hunter gather and store. We learned how to use salt to preserve things. Then we learned how to, in Alaska, how they bury it deep to keep it cool in the igloo. We learned all of these things to help store. Now, if you're living in a cold country, fair enough, that's survival. Well, what is our problem? Why do we have two, three freezers in our homes? The fridge is there with refrigerator and freezer, and then the garage also has. Right or wrong? Why? How much wood do we need? Not that much. But we started doing complicating life only. Be simple. I mean, one house, everybody, once upon a time, everybody used to be living in one little hut like this. You know? 9, 10 siblings, 14, 15 siblings, everybody growing up together. Nobody complained also. Everybody grew up together, ate together, you know? I was telling the other day. I don't care for Bangan. It's okay. I don't hate it. I don't love it either. Now I've become summer Twamta Bangan. But growing up, I hated it. It was very slimy and I didn't like it at all. But they would cook it at least once a week because it was we had, in the backyard we had Bangan tree or vine tree. Tree or vine? Vine. Okra, peas, everything, pumpkin, whatever. So whatever was in season, peas. Oh my! When it's pea season, let me tell you. You sit and shell peas, and my dad used to sit for 7 p.m. was news. I sit and shell peas. That was, and then peas stored and peas like 3 months in a row every day. Peas and rice, peas and roti, peas and everything. Peas, peas, peas. But this Bangan story, let me tell you, I was not a fan. But I grew up like all of you in a time where if you didn't like what your mother cooked, then you have to starve. I guess you're fasting today because she was not going to cook something else. And I didn't have money of my own to buy anything else. So whatever was cooked, that only we had to eat. So they would cook this Bangan. Only to find out, couple years later, the same Bangan that they were forcing us to eat, not my mother, not my father liked it either. None of them liked the thing, but they were cooking it and then making us, torturing us to eat it. But they also taught us a simple lesson. Anamna, ninna. We should not scorn food. Appreciate what we have. And that too, live a simple life. Food should be simple also. Simple food, Sada food. Chalahina. Be guileless without chala. He said before kapat, kapat taji. Dropping all of this bravado that we have. And be chalahina. Lakshmana approaches Sri Rama in Ram Gita, just a few verses prior. He approaches chalahina. Tulsidasji describes. Mama bharosa hi harshana dina, and have a heart that does not get overly excited, nor does it become overly depressed. Samatvam. Be balanced in life. It is the way of the world. Sometimes things go our way, and sometimes they don't. Same thing with santushta, same thing with sarala swabhava. Be balanced in it. Be happy in the world, have a happy, be happy in your nature, but don't give in to overexcitement, People get overly excited and that also causes trouble. Jumping up and down. I might be telling too many stories from my life, but that's the only stories I can tell comfortably. My sister and I. Well, you come from a sports-loving family, but my sister and I are big football fans. The proper thing. Not associated football. Huge fans. My sister is a diehard fan of Real Madrid. I was a diehard fan and still am of Manchester United. Anyway, so this was probably like 96, I think. We were home, and our whole lives used to be rotated around World Cup games, World Cup qualifiers, Euro games, Euro Cup, and then Champions League. If you know, you know. If you don't know, I can't tell you now. Anyway, so Champions League was, all the best clubs from the various leagues playing in one league, and then they would have their, competition. So my sister, big, when I tell you, big Madrid fan. That year, Madrid won Champions League. We were home in our living room. She got so high, jumping up and down. She jumped up, jumped on the what is that, the ottoman. Whole thing broke. And then she fell and she twisted her ankle. I mean, it was very funny, and we still make fun of our birds. But that's what overexcitement comes. Of course, it could have been worse, It was just a simple sprain, fortunately. But it could have been worse. When we get too amped up about things, then we lose, the mind becomes unsteady, unstable. And out of excitement, overexcitement, and also depression, sadness, and all of that, either extreme. Extremes are never good. We shouldn't seek balance in our emotional state. Always try to be balanced by it. And this is why Bhagwan also, Bhagwan is not moved by big grand gestures. Bhagwan is moved by genuine gestures, genuine acts. Now, the question is, all of this is sounds very nice, but how do we put it into practice? So I'll tell you. We don't need to spend an hour or 2 hours. If I don't have that time, or I don't have the habit, it's okay. We don't need to spend that much time. If I don't have the habit, it becomes very difficult. It becomes torture. I have to cultivate a habit. So it starts with how I view my world, how I view my home, my duties. So my home should become my ashrama. My home should become my ashrama. This is my ashram. This is my mandir. I should start seeing my home in that way. And my role in that place, that ashrama, is my dharma. And I should do it. Whatever has to be done. I have to wake up at 6 a.m. and cook lunch or whatever for people. I should do it. And without complaining also, if you can. But before anything, and this again is the beauty of Sanatana Dharma, before we even get out of the bed, we are supposed to Karagre Vasate Lakshmi, Karamante Saraswati, Karamule Govindam. Yeah, but do you do it? Oh, good. This is the wrong crowd to ask that question, actually. This is the beauty of Sanatana Dharma. Before we even step out of the bed, touch the ground even, we first recognize the presence of Bhagwan in my hands, because this is my instrument to do my work in the world. Devi is there, Bhagwan is there, and with that I do my work. Then I step foot on the ground, on the earth, and same, I pray to Dharti Ma. Yes. Right. That's the next thing, correct. We do that. Now, for many people, especially children nowadays, they may not do it. So then what can they do? What can we, if they ask, and you tell them simple. You wake up and you say the name of the Lord. Before even opening your eyes, the minute you have become conscious again in the world, you just say the name of the Lord, whichever name you like, whichever form you like, you bring that image to us and you say the name of the Lord. And before leaving that bed, I should make a resolve for that day. I should make some resolve. What is that resolve? Today, first, before anything, I should think about all that I have to be grateful for. or one thing to be grateful for in my life. One thing that Bhagwan has given. He's given many, he's given everything, but bring one to mind, and that one thing carry with me throughout the day. Don't overcomplicate things. It doesn't need to be over. One thing alone, and you carry it through the day. And every time I find my day going, my mind is straying here and there, I get distracted, driving on the road and people annoy me and road rage and all of that, bring that back up. And let that thing stay with me. Oh, Bhagwan has given me this. Let that be a reminder of all that I have. And then after, showering and brushing your teeth and everything, Bhagavad Gita, Kinchita, Tita. One word, one line, one word even. I should contemplate upon that word. And in the same way, hold that with me through that day. And not just some, casual, this is a meaning of the word. Yeah, word meaning we know. But what is the application in my life? So, this is in the day. We don't need an hour. We just need intention. Yes. Then, in the course of my day, what should I do? Like we were saying, we have no choice but to interact with people. So now is the time to put into practice Samadrishti. Because people will test us. They will test us. That is a given. So Samadrishti must be put into practice. When you go, you're lining up in Trader Joe's. And the person right in front of you just had two or three things. And you're like, good. I have to be at the mission. I told them I'd come and I'd bring the fruits for Naivedyam. Sudhaji on me. You look at this person in the front, and they just have two or three things in their hands. Good, good, good. They'll cash quickly, and I. Then what happens? Somebody comes with a big trolley full of stuff and they right in front of you. And no other lane is open either because it's very early in the morning. Then you think, oh, God. Then you start mentally cursing this person. Samadrishti. Bhagwan has put this, Bhagwan may have put that person in there to stall me because maybe if I had left earlier, I might have gotten into an accident. And later on, you're driving along, I don't know here how many accidents there are in Bakersfield. You're driving down, like you're heading to LA and a big accident. Every there are accidents all the time. It could have been me. If I were not late, if I wouldn't have kept back for a few minutes, I could have been there. I could have been one in the 10 car pileup, but I am not. So Bhagwan gave me this little bit of the thing that I was complaining about actually becomes the thing that saved me. So that's one thing. And then the people who become that so-called obstacle to see Bhagwan in that person also have that samadrishti. Bhagwan came in the form of this person to be an obstacle for me, for my benefits. And therefore, but rather than insult them, I should bow at their feet. Like our Kabir Das ji said, build a house for them next door to your own house. So practicing that, practicing santushta in the small things in life, whatever comes my way, good or bad, be happy with it, be content with it. Whatever does not come my way, also, I should be happy with it. It did not come for a reason. I was not meant to have it. It was not meant to be mine. And finally, at night, when I am at home and everything is done for the day, work is done, there may be on incomplete tasks, but there is only so much we can do in the span of 24 hours. We need to rest. Everything is done. Lie down. Close your eyes. Like some of you are ready to do already. It's okay, me too. And before sleep takes, remember the Lord. Let that be the last thing. Is it enough? Yes, it is enough. The name of the Lord is enough. Nothing else in this world really matters. Everything comes and goes, all fleeting. Like the leaves on the peepul tree, shaking, 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 and one breeze passes by and it falls to the ground. This is samsara. So the Lord's name is enough. Let it be the last thing. All troubles, all worries, all quarrels and arguments, agreements, disagreements, all of it. Yeah, that is how that is the natak of the world. That is the drama of the world. Find it entertaining. But at the end of it, let it all be. Keep it outside. You know, like when you go to work, you don't bring your personal life problems in work with you. When you know you get there, you have to leave all of that at the door. In the same way, when you go to sleep at night, when you close that door, when you lie in that bed, when you pull up that comforter and you close your eyes, leave the world outside. That time should be personal time with Bhagavan, meaningful time with the Lord. Just me and you. And sleep. That will give you the best night's sleep in your life. Guaranteed. Shabari Mata was not sweeping a floor. Shabari Mata was carving, creating Chitta Shuddhi. She didn't sweep the floor of a forest. She swept the mala from her mind. And that Chitta Shuddhi brought Bhagavan to her. That Shraddha that she had from her guru brought the Lord to her. And she waited patiently. We just have to be patient also. Bhagwan will come. He will come. We just have to be open and willing to see him when he comes. All right. Siyavaramachandra ki jai. Om. Sarve bhavantu sukhinah. Sarve santu niramaya. Sarve bhadrani pashyantu, ma kaschid dukkhavag bhavet, asato ma sadgamaya, tamaso ma jyotirgamaya, mrityorma amritam gamaya. Om purnamidah purnamidam, purnat purnamurakshyate, purnasya purnamadaya, purnameva vashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om Bole Shri Sadguru Nath Maharaj Ki Jai Shri Krishna Kanhaiya Lal Ki Ramachandra Ki Jai Namah Parvati Pate Hara Hara Mahadev.